It's the same one.
All circuits are busy now. Please try.
Sometimes I have that issue in the office with certain numbers.
All right, let me try the next one, which is BOE 15. Is that also a classification?
Yes. This is David Akers from the Taney County BOE. I believe we're calling you early, but I didn't know if you might have time to take this up now.
Can you call me after about 15 to 20 minutes?
Sure. Is this just a nightly rental?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Do you have a couple of minutes now? Because I could probably explain to you what we're doing on these. If you don't, I can call you back.
Okay. Can you hold on 1 minute, please?
Sure.
Which one are we on, David?
Huh?
Which number?
BOE 15.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, please.
All right. I guess my question is, do you have any other properties in Taney County that you put into a nightly rental program?
No, this is the only one.
Okay. The decision that we've made in the past is that if you only have one property that you put into a nightly rental program in Taney County that we classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential, but if you have any other properties that you put into a nightly rental program in Taney County, they would be 100% commercial. So we've been doing a mixed use on those. Do you have any objection to that, or do you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, I'm good with the mixed use, and that was one of my requests. So the number of days I rent the property is not day 65. We do give it to the friends and families, and sometimes we do spend time in Branson. So 25-35, I think, is reasonable.
All right. I would make a motion to classify BOE number 15 as 25% commercial, 75% residential, mixed use.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you for taking your call up early. I appreciate it, and you'll get a decision out within a few days. Okay?
I do have another request.
Yes.
For the committee to consider. So the last, I've owned this property since late 2021. And over the last couple of years, we have seen a significant reduction in the revenue of the nightly rentals, and an increase in the cost associated with running this property. And I have attached the history of the income and the expenses for this property over the last 3 years, and you will see that the revenue has gone from 27 to 33 to 32, and the expenses actually have gone the opposite direction. So instead of making money on that, I'm actually losing money for the last couple of years. So my another request is, in addition to the 25-35 split, I'm also requesting the committee to consider reducing the property tax burden on these.
Okay. I don't have
I don't have to, that. Do we have that?
Do we have an appeal on valuation?
He only appealed classification.
Okay. Yeah, the only appeal we have in front of us is the classification issue, but even if you're raising the valuation issue now, I've already had to talk about this a little bit more this morning, but unfortunately, we are just a citizen board that has to do things according to the statutes. We only have certain powers that we can do, and economic hardship is really not one that we can consider. In other words, it's the property owner's decision whether to go into a particular business enterprise or not, given the costs involved. So we can't take that we can't take that into consideration. However, I do want to say that we greatly appreciate you owning in Taney County and your business here in Taney County. I know that taxes have gone up on the county across the board for all types of properties in the last several years, and we understand your concern, but the economic part of it, unless it's a valuation, you know, if you can do an income approach to evaluation on properties, and that is something that can be considered by the assessor when they assess the property in the future. But right now, with respect to the valuation, I don't know that we can really do anything different. Do you have any other questions about that, unless the board has a question? No? The assessor wants to say something.
To be fair to the gentleman here, he is in the vineyards, and we discovered while we were assessing that there was some built-in thing into the CAMA program from a previous decision back in 2011.
Okay.
And it took all of those properties down. I think they were getting a 30% discount all these years. And so we got that removed from the inside of the system because they should have been assessed at the correct rate with everybody else, all the other condos in Taney County. And so, yes, he did go up quite a bit, but that is the reason. He did not say valuation, but I wanted to let him know that's what, why all the people in the vineyards changed so drastically.
Do you know what the 30% reduction was?
It's so old. It was 2011. And again, it was put in as a line item, I guess, in the CAMA system, because only that subdivision.
So there was some sort of discount given to the vineyards condominiums back in 2011, but we don't have any idea why that was.
Correct.
All right. I hope you heard that explanation, but we don't have anything to do with that here today. I just wanted you to hear that.
Okay, thanks for that. And what's the current valuation of the property?
Looks like $131,780. Is that correct?
Yeah, $131,780 is appraised and assessed as $42,170.
I think that's on a cost basis. $131,780.
Okay. Do we know exactly what is the tax bill I would be receiving?
I do not. And as I've told some other people, an increase in your tax bill, you know, because of your classification, doesn't necessarily increase your tax bill that much, depending on what the levy is set at. And that's not done by us. That's done after the fact, after our session. So it may decrease for all we know. But that's. It's not 100% commercial, it's 25% commercial, it's 75% residential. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. I'm going to try to go back to BOE number 14.
IT did try the phone number, and they had the same results. I didn't try it on my cell phone real quick. I think that's the one I did try to call to confirm, and I had the same phone. Maybe we'll have to reach out to them by email during the break.
They're in an all circuits are busy district.
Well, where are they located?
What's the name?
Kansas.
Marcia.
Is this Marcia? Is this Marcia? Can you hear me?
Probably is thinks it? You're a telemarketer.
No, your name is Marcia, right? Okay. This is Stephanie Spencer, County Clerk for Taney County, and I have the BOE here. Is this an okay time for them to talk to you? Okay. Okay, if it's convenient for you, they have a time right now they can talk to you. Just a moment. I'm going to put you on speakerphone.
You're a brave woman. Using your cell phone.
With
a dedication. Marcia?
Yes.
This is David Akers, chairman of the Taney County BOE. I'm here with the other members, and we'd like to take you up a little early if that's okay.
Yes, that's okay. I'm driving, so I'm not going to be able to do any paper or computer
information. I don't know that we'll need it. Do you? Is this the only property that you have in Taney County?
Yes.
Okay. And you've put it in a nightly rental program periodically?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you've been told previously, but what we've been doing is when the assessor sends you a notice that it's going to be 100% commercial, we have been, if you just have one in Taney County on your first one, we will give you a mixed-use classification of 25%.
Okay, I can't hear you. Say it again.
What we've been doing with people with, can you hear me now?
Yes, now I can.
Okay, what we've been doing with people in Taney County that just own one property, if they put it in a nightly rental program, we have been giving on the first one a mixed-use classification of 25% commercial, 75% residential. If you have any more properties in Taney County that you put into a nightly rental, they would be 100% commercial.
Exactly. That's what I was told.
Okay.
And right now mine is 100% commercial. That's why I am asking for this.
Understand. I would make a motion to classify this property as 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. You'll get a decision out within a few days, and it will change it to a mixed-use classification as we discussed. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
That was easy.
Thank you. Okay. Eagle's Nest. Is that the only?
Yes.
Eagle's Nest Lodge, LLC. Do they own more than one?
Nope. I looked.
Not that you can
not
see.
That I could see.
Have any information? Same owners? Got a bunch of them or anything? Guess not.
I don't know.
All right. This is David Akers from the Taney County BOE. I know we're calling early, but would you have a few minutes you could talk to us on your property here in Taney County?
I would love to. I do have a guy here right now trying to help me fix my printer. I feel bad to step away for this call. Can we try back at 11:30?
Okay. It's 10:45 right now. Would you have any time a little earlier than that? Or we could probably still do that, but just would... How long do you need?
You want to say 15 minutes?
Sounds good. We'll try you back here in about 15 minutes, okay?
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, on to BOE number 25-18. Is that...
So these, they have two as Jamar Chateau, and they have one as Jamar Property Rentals. But
okay, so they looks like they may own more than one.
Yeah. But different entity names.
Right, just different entity names. So you got the same address?
Yeah.
Okay. This is BOE 18. My name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I know we're calling early, but I didn't know if you might have time to take this up.
Yes, I can. And how long would you think it's going to take?
I doubt very long, but
okay.
Is this a...
Mind if I get,
go ahead.
Do you want it just to be you and I? Guys, I'm going to have to take this call. Do you mind if it's just you and I, or if I have my rental person in, or is it just something that I can do?
That's up to you.